Good evening and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 16th of May 2024. I'm trying to be a little bit quiet tonight because, well, I'm producing this one rather late. I'm normally in bed by now, but I came in to do this and I discovered I had no internet. I just spent a bit of time trying to figure out why that was. But we figured it out now and that means you'll be able to listen to this. I suspect many of you will probably listen to this Friday morning by the time it comes out anyway. So, it is nearly the weekend, and as many of you will know, I like to share my plans for the weekend. This is on the hope that it will give you a few ideas of what you can do for your own weekend as well, on your allotment or your garden. Now, Saturday, I'm planning to head on down to the allotment and tackle a few tasks down on the allotment. Been down there quite a bit lately. On top of the weeding, I've got to say it is looking good. The broad beans are going to be ready for harvesting by Saturday, I reckon, or a few broad beans anyway. A few asparagus as well. I've just got to try and keep the asparagus bed as weed-free as possible. But now I've started breaking into my compost bin and starting to use the compost as a mulch, which I should have done anyway. But that compost is in really, really good condition, I've got to say. It's a really good lot of compost we're getting out of it. And I'm spreading it around my potatoes, making or filling new beds and things like that. So I'm starting basically to mulch with the compost that I produced. I should have done this anyway. I was trying to save it so that I had plenty of compost for next year, but I think really I've got to use it now, free up some more compost bins because I'm rapidly filling up my other compost bins, but free them up and then that will mean we can start filling it ready for next year as well. What else are we going to be doing on the allotment? I want to tidy up the raspberry bed and clear out a lot of the weeds there, more compost material. In the greenhouse, I've got a few plants that need potting up. We've got actually doing quite well in the greenhouse, cucumbers and melons already in the bed. I'm going to add a few more cucumbers. The greenhouses do need a bit of a weeding when it's cold enough. It's just a bit of a struggle when it is so hot, as it has been lately. So Saturday, with it being a bit rainy, might mean I can get in both greenhouses and just give them a bit of a good weed in, which would make a lot of sense. And what else am I going to be doing? I'm making a scarecrow as well. That's a bit of a challenge. I'm going to make a scarecrow on the allotment. I've got good plans for that. I think that pretty much summarises everything that I will be doing. I've got plans and I'm making plans in place for things that I want to change on the allotment, including step over fruit trees and things like that. I've been reading quite a few books on how to do pruning to make step overs and things like that, so it's becoming something I now feel confident at tackling. Back at home, we're going to be potting on more plants, courgettes, etc., etc. We have got courgettes outside, but they are struggling a bit, and I think it's slugs and snails that are causing the problems, to be honest with you. And I mulched all my beds with straw. I'm going to be pulling off the straw, I've decided. The slugs and snails are just loving the straw too much. And slugs and snails are a real problem this year for many of us. So I'm going to pull off that straw, probably take it down the allotment to stuff the scarecrow with, and be done with it. It's a shame because I quite liked how the straw was working as a mulch, but I have got a couple of bags of mulch that I can also apply instead, so we're going to use those instead. Hopefully that'll mean that we'll get less problems with slugs and snails. As I said, I've lost so many plants to slugs and snails. I do try and treat them. It's an ongoing battle. Then we're going to be sowing more seeds. I mean, we're doing pretty well with seeds, actually. We've got a pretty much everything sown that we want, but I'm trying to keep up with sowing things like marigolds, basil for companion planting, dill for companion planting, and more beans, bolotti beans, French beans, runner beans, basically because I'm trying to make sure we have plenty of beans in place, peas as well, of course. But yeah, I want to have plenty of these in the freezer and in the dry stores as well to make sure we get plenty of those. So I'm going to be doing or sowing lots of those. Now, talking of sowing runner beans, today I did actually sow the runner beans. These were meant to be sown on Thursday, but as I said, I made a bit of a balls up and got everything round the wrong way. Now, these runner beans are a variety called Scarlet Emperor, which is an excellent variety, high yields, and should do pretty well in most of our gardens, in all our gardens, really. We almost didn't grow runner beans this year. We've grown them in the past. I don't really like runner beans. My wife does. So I was growing them for her, but she sort of said, not really wanting them this year. It's the same with broad beans. I grow broad beans. I like broad beans. She doesn't. So a bit of give and take. But I decided to grow them anyway. I'm sending them out to you, so I might as well grow them. Always remind me of my grandfather runner beans as well. So I've planted those about 2 centimetres deep in my root trainers and filled them up with a good quality compost. Then I've watered them gently and we wait for them to germinate. Once we've planted them out, we're going to give them about 20 centimetres of space between each plant and then just allow them plenty of room for vines to climb up. These are climbing plants, so they need to grow up something like a hazel stick or something like that, or bamboo cane. I use hazel sticks, but a bamboo cane or anything like that, so they can climb up and produce good flowers. Now, they do like full sun, well-drained soil, and, plenty of sunlight with rich organic matter in the soil and good drainage as well. They don't like being wet. To be honest, if you're adding compost, adding organic matter to your beds, that's all you're really going to need, in all honesty. Just got to let it keep them moist and eventually they will produce flowers. I don't find there any point in feeding beans. They are a legume. They will fix nitrogen from the air and that will help in the future as well. You could feed them every few weeks with a balanced fertilizer or just with compost, but I won't worry. Won't worry too much. They're pretty prolific. And then you want to pick the harvests when they are young and make the most out of them. In terms of pests, slugs and snails are the biggest problem this year, and I know I'm not the only person saying that, but other than that, they're pretty pest-free. Interesting fact about runner beans, they were originally imported because of the flowers, how beautiful the flowers are, and they became a food source much later on. So, I think they should be a pretty flower as well. Well, guys, I'm going to call this one because I'm knackered, as I'm sure you gather, and I will be back again on Sunday with another one. We've got a show on Sunday night as well, and other things like that. I have put a post in the Facebook group for you on Facebook about Sutton's are doing a deal on some young potted fruit trees, if you are interested in that as well. These are patio fruit trees, so they're quite small, but that might help you in the future. Well, guys, you take care. I'll see you again next time.